Happy Thursday, everybody. Thank you so much for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. We have the live call-in show that was recorded this past Sunday night, January 23rd, 2022. Hashtag Scotty G and myself are on the line, and we take your calls, and we talk about all kinds of fun Disney topics. We hadn't been together for quite a while in the call-in show, so we aired some grievances, like Mike talks about always banging his knees into those beds at Pop Century. And some of our callers call in with what kind of bugs them a little bit about Disney right now and they would like to see corrected. We also talk about some of our favorite medals and thoughts on Marathon Weekend 2022. We discuss some of the better points of Disneyland after dark, what not to miss out there for one of our guests who is headed out that way. We get a quick trip report from another caller and just have a good time talking Disney. We also share fun stories of memories that families will have of us for years and years to come. Scott talks about a unfortunate incident over at Typhoon Lagoon in the wave pool with a family from Australia, and they're probably still talking about it a decade later. This and much more coming your way on today's live call-in show. Don't forget today's show brought to you by The Magic for Less Travel. We'd love to help you plan your next Disney vacation. Check them out. They're over at themagicforless.com. Please also use our Amazon affiliate link, beourguestpodcast.com/Amazon. And thank you to our patrons for supporting this show and allowing us to put this podcast out all around the world 3 to 4 times a week. It's because of your support. And our patrons get a bonus show every week called Mike in the Midwest. If you'd like to support the show, come on over, patreon.com/beourguestpodcast.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Well, hey, everybody. Welcome to the BOGP Open Line, otherwise known as You, Me, and Scotty G. And it's been a while, but we are back here recording live on Sunday night, January 23rd, 2022. It's a new year, and we are going to take your calls here in just a second at 407-413-9395, 407-413-9395. I had to stop there for a second because it's been quite a while and I forgot the phone number, but that's it. And I can't wait to talk to you because we have so much that we can cover. We have news from this past week. We have news from the past month, news from the past couple of months. If you want to talk about anything that has happened in the Walt Disney World universe, Disney Cruise Line, Disneyland, whatever you want to talk about, it's fair game tonight. We're not going to take too much time with the introductions, but we do have a couple of topics that we might want to touch on. Scott's got a good idea. I kind of have an idea that we're going to maybe explore later on this week on the main Friday kind of roundtable discussion. But joining me tonight, of course, your friend and mine up in the mitten, hashtag Scotty G. What's going on, Scott?
Hey, Mike. Started the day by shoveling some snow. So, you know, it's winter in the mitten once again. But yeah, happy to be back. We got a big football game going on between Buffalo and Kansas City. I know Wade's in the chat. He's a big Kansas City guy. You know, the Parrish brothers are big Kansas City guys, but I'm pulling for Buffalo tonight. So I just did you all a favor. I just cursed Buffalo is what I did. So
all three teams that I've rooted for this weekend lost. So I'm not even going to make a pick in this game because then people will come after me. I'm the worst. So I'm not even making a pick in this game. This is actually the game, though, Buffalo, Kansas City, I was most looking forward to this weekend because I think they're just exciting teams to watch. So,
yeah, so keep us some score updates in the chat while we're recording.
That's right. I did mute the TV. I have a big TV right behind Spaceship Earth. This isn't, actually behind me is not the Fountain of Nations. It is just a wall with a TV on it and a NES Mini, right, hooked up to it. So there you go. Anyway, so we are going to talk Disney with you here in just a second. Couple of topics we want to talk about. Scott, give your idea that you sent me last night because you said something. I was kind of watching the football game. I was watching the Niners-Packers. Yeah. We were talking about this. Maybe it was the night before. I can't remember. I was watching something, and you were like, something about a family with Australia. They're probably still talking about you. I was like, sounds like a good idea, but I don't really kind of get it. So what was your thought for maybe stories?
We were just at dinner and we're just having a conversation. We told a funny story about something that happened at Typhoon Lagoon years ago with our family. And then I mentioned, like, you know what, that's probably a bigger memory for them than it was for us. And it just got me thinking, like, I wonder, it'd be funny to hear people's stories or share ideas of like something that you did at Walt Disney World or Disneyland or on a vacation that you guys kind of remember, but it's probably a bigger memory for another family. Like it impacted them more. And the example was, I won't go into too much details, but like, we're in the wave pool at Typhoon Lagoon, first time ever in there. Like, and I had no idea like how massive those waves are, you know, if you've ever been. So I'm like swimming out.
And then it's like, oh my gosh, tidal wave. Yeah,
crazy. Exactly. So I'm like swimming out, you know, getting kind of deep, like ready to do this. And that wave comes and it just blasts me. And then I just shoot backwards and I wipe out a family of four from Australia. Like, I just like tackle all four members of the family from this wave. And like, I was super embarrassed. They're really friendly about it, but you know, we talk about my family and I'm sure as heck that they talk about the time that that redheaded guy wiped out their entire family.
So we should totally,
I just thought it was like a fun idea.
We should totally just do a whole show on Typhoon Lagoon wipeout stories. Cause I have a couple. I remember.
Oh yeah.
Cause again, I was in that pool and I get Missouri and I don't think I've ever been in a wave pool at that point. I think I've been in one, but I think it was just like gentle waves, like constant, like gentle waves, not like,
right,
Typhoon Lagoon, where it's just like one huge lookout, you're going to get killed by a wave. That horn went off. I didn't know what was going on. Paige was with me. She was like eight. We had Molly. She was like eight, yeah, too. They're little bitty skinny girls. I mean, they were probably only 50 pounds each at a time. You know, and we're way out too deep. I didn't know what I was doing. That thing goes. All I know is I come, the thing smacked me. My sunglasses, you, the lenses are gone. Like, I just, and like, they're cockeyed on right? my face. My lenses are totally knocked out of my sunglasses, and I can't find either one of them. Like, they're totally, like, I was supposed to hold on to them. They are, like, just gone, and Pam's freaking out. I can't find them. I mean, that thing, if you don't know what you're doing, you should have to get, like, an in-service before you get into that pool. That thing is crazy.
Yeah, they need to have a tutorial. Like, you have to sign some type of agreement that you understand the rules of the wave pool, because I tackled all four members. It was like I was in Dominic Sue coming after them in that wave pool. I'm just telling you, it was insane.
Okay, but, so yeah, that's a good topic. So if you have a story, give us a call here in a little bit. The story that the family's talking about you from a decade ago, some crazy story that happened. We'd love to hear about it. Here's my other one. So I'm not a Seinfeld fan, but I was thinking about this, and I've never even seen a full Seinfeld episode, but I know they always do this thing about the airing of the grievances every year instead of, I guess, around Christmas time, where everybody gets together and talks about things, I guess, that they just like.
Yep.
Festivus, okay.
December 23rd, yep.
So that's right before Christmas, right? And we're like a month out from Christmas. It's going to be January 25th as we record this week. So a month past Christmas, and, you know, to keep us in that kind of spirit of the end of January where nothing's going on, I thought we might think about like one or two minor grievances we have with Walt Disney World. And we're not talking about major things. We're talking about just like little small grievances that we have with Walt Disney World. Not like prices or, you know, GD Plus. I mean, we're not doing the big things. And here's one that here's an airing of a grievance that I have for Walt Disney World. And this one gets me all the time. And I mean, it drives me nuts. It's the beds at Pop Century in the middle of the night. I am not kidding. There's something about how the wood on those bed frames stick out. I hit my knee every time I stay in those rooms at Pop Century, and it hurts so bad. Not a major thing, but I mean, it disables me for like 5 minutes every trip. And I'm like, either I'm not smart enough to remember that there's a corner on that bed that sticks out past the mattress, or this is a defective design somehow. Like, I mean, I can't be the only person who walks into this thing. I mean, I stay at Pop Century all the time. I still can't get it. So that's a small grievance I have. So I'm airing that grievance. The beds at Pop Century, they disable me. They I mean, it's like a blindside hit by Dagonim Sue. I can't say his first name.
I can't remember. Dominic's under the bed and just gets you every time.
Exactly. It's just a dirty hit is what it is. That's what he was good at. Anyway, so do you have a small grievance like that you might want to air tonight? And people can air those on their calls.
It's tough. Like, a lot of my grievances with other guests, to be honest, sometimes. Here's one for me. It just drives me nuts. And it's not, this is why I mean it's like tied to other guests, but like, I hate getting on the monorail and it's filthy with trash. You know what I mean? Like, why do people use the monorail as trash? Like, why do they throw their park maps on the ground or ice cream cone wrappers or whatever it is, ice cream sandwich wrappers? Like, just take care of your own trash and make the monorail clean and neat. It bugs me.
It's not that hard. Keep it in your pocket until you get to a trash can. There'll be a trash can 20
paces. But then part of me is like, well, why can't the monorail cast members go through it and clean it? I mean, that'd be tough. It would hold the line longer every time, right? So
yeah. I mean, now I'm just lucky to have...
clean up after yourself on the monorail.
Just lucky to have a worker to make my taco at Taco Bell at this point. Like, I can't.
Exactly.
Anyway, okay, let's see if the phone lines work, because it's been a while. Hopefully it is. We have a new whole... I had to get a new interface here.
I am looking for it.
I think we have a caller. Hey, who's joining us? We have a call on the line. Who's joining us?
Fulton. How are you?
Hey, Fulton, what's going on? It's Mike and Scott.
Nothing much. Mike, how you doing, bud?
I am great. How's Indiana?
It's cold and snowy here. We just got snow already.
Everybody's got snow but us. We have just the cold. We have snow. We have cold and no snow, which is the worst.
Yeah.
Give me some snow.
I work on a movie theater now.
Well, that stinks. So what's going on with you? Because we're going to try to get to as many calls as possible tonight.
Well,
we have not done this in forever.
I work in a movie theater now, so.
Oh, nice.
I haven't been talking too much. But I work on Monday, Tuesdays, and Thursdays from 3 to 7.
So what do you do at the movie theater? That sounds like, my wife worked at the movie theater.
What I do at the movie theater is clean the theaters and then clean on the games and clean the walls. That's how I do it, is being usher.
Oh, that's cool. My wife worked at a movie theater when she was younger. I worked at a skating rink, so not much difference.
Yeah.
Very cool. Hey.
What you been up to?
Not much. Just going to cheerleading competitions.
How's that going?
Hey, we won today. We got a big win.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Well, I didn't win. My daughter did. I just sat there, but she did all the work and her friends. So there you go.
Yeah.
We're excited. We find out tomorrow if we go to Disney World.
Oh, yeah. I got a Disney on Ice I could send you guys.
Oh, there you go. That'd be a lot. I haven't done that in years since my oldest was young.
Disney on Ice. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good time.
I do have my YouTube channel if you guys want to check it out.
Sure.
Mr. Fulton Mirage.
What's it called?
It's called Mr. Fulton Mirage.
Mr. Fulton Mirage. Okay.
Yep.
All right. Well, we'll check it out.
I got a new video for Disney on Ice we went to on Wednesday.
Okay.
So it was pretty fun.
All right. Well, hey, I was just in Indy last weekend, so it was a good time.
I missed you. Sorry. We gotta see each other again.
Yeah, I never left the convention center. It was too cold.
Yeah. we'll hang out sometime.
We sure will. We'll have to get out there. Yeah. But hey, thanks for giving us a call. We got a lot coming in, so I want to make sure I get to everybody. But keep it up at the movie theater, and I'll catch you next time I'm in Indy.
Okay, sounds good, Mike.
Hey, it's good talking to you, my friend. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks.
Okay.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, next call. We have another caller on the line. Hey, who's joining us? Thanks for calling. Phones are going crazy tonight. Hey, who's joining us? Oh, hey. Hey, we have another caller on the line. Hey, who's joining us?
Hey, this is Priscilla. How are you?
Priscilla, how you doing? You're on with Scotty G as well. Say hey to Scott.
Oh, great. Well, I wanted to tell you, I got back from Disney. I was there around Christmas time. And, you know, like all of us, I've been a million times and I don't need a map. I don't take a map. Well, I went over to the Star Wars area. I didn't know where the hell I was. Next thing you know, I'm in like Toy Story land. I didn't even know what the hell happened. It was just, I didn't know what the hell to do. I never felt so stupid in my life.
You took a wrong turn at the Millennium Falcon and ended up at Alien Swirling Saucers at Buzz Lightyear.
I know. And then, didn't the entrance to Toy Story Mania change?
No, it did. They totally. It's in the back of where it used to be. It used to be like at the they kind of ended that little street. It used to go through. Now they've kind of cut that street off. There's a little pastry stand to the left, and now basically the entrance to Toy Story Mania is in the back of the building from where it used to be. Yeah, it's not just you. It's totally they switched it.
Oh, well, I tell you, it was like, where the hell am I? But I've been a diehard great movie ride person. Didn't want to know they were doing away with it. I went in Mickey Minnie's Railway. Oh, my God, I love it. That is my all-time favorite ride now. I love that ride.
Oh, that makes me happy. I was worried you were going to say you didn't like it because you were such a fan of the great movie ride. So that's good.
No, I absolutely loved it. So, well,
it needs to be somewhere else in the park, though. I wish they would have kept Great Movie Ride and moved it somewhere else.
I agree.
Because I miss the Great Movie Ride so much.
Yeah. You know what? I miss also that lights, camera, action. I like that car show.
Yeah, I thought it was awesome. So this is a funny story. I brought my in-laws a few years ago for the first time in years. I mean, they took my wife like years ago. And that was the one thing they went home with and just talked up. That was like their favorite thing. It was the stunt show. Yep.
See, I like the stunt show. But I don't know if like I needed to see it like a fifth or sixth time. I liked it the first couple of times, but I don't think it had a ton of repeatability. But it was cool. I did. I always went in the summer too, and it was always so stinking hot in that theater, like in July. I think it would have been better if we could have gone in the fall, but we never went in the fall.
Right, right. No, it was great to sit down and get off your feet for a while
and see some explosions.
Yeah, see, I like the jet ski guy. Yeah, that was so cool.
Yeah, that was fun. I liked it. It was fun. The repeatability though, Mike, you're kind of right on. Like it was tough to do it like every single trip, unless if they changed the script around or anything, but they never really did. And that's one thing Indiana Jones has, at least it has like, or did have like the volunteers from the audience that made it kind of fresh every time, you know, but
I love that show.
Yeah.
That show
is
so fun.
I love that show too.
Priscilla, let me ask you this. Did you ever get to see, speaking of kind of that era of the studios, did you ever get to see Who Wants to Be a Millionaire play it?
I never did.
Oh, I love that attraction. That was, I don't know, because I'm a game show kind of guy. Like, I can watch game shows all day long, and I just loved it. Like, I never got to be in the hot seat, but one time I was going to be the next guy to get in the hot seat, but then the show ended, and they, like, flushed out the, you know, they changed, you know, audiences. Because you knew, like, up on the crowd, like, up on the standings who was next, and I was going to be next. I got all nervous, and like, oh, sorry, the show's over. Everybody get out. We're going to reload another group of people. I was like, dang, because you could win a Disney cruise. Not that I would have won, but you had a chance.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been in Indiana Jones. I was one of the stunt people.
Same. I think Scott was, too.
I was, too, yep. John Pelkey was hosting that day. If anyone that knows Run Disney, it was John Pelkey was hosting the show that day. It was pretty awesome.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, they tell you, you got to sign the releases and make sure certain parts, you got to, you know, make sure you cover your head and everything. And I thought, man, I didn't realize it was so dangerous.
Oh, so the first time we went to see it, I was picked. And I didn't know, like, how this show went. I'm not going to give away too much, but I didn't know how this show went. When they started pounding on the guy, like, two people down from me, I was like, what is going on? Like, this guy is getting the tar knocked out of him. I'm thinking, isn't this a Disney park? Like, they're beating the crap out of this guy. I was just like, I had no idea what was going on, man. I thought it was the funniest thing, but then I'm like, dude, I'm a hockey player, dude. I'm going to have to throw. Like, get ready to go. My wife and Paige are going to have to watch me just get arrested or something up here on stage.
Right.
That's so funny.
I'll let you get to somebody else. Nice talking to you guys.
Hey, nice talking to you. Thanks for calling in. You have a good Sunday night.
Thanks.
You too. Bye-bye.
Right, we'll talk to you later. Bye. That was a good time. I thought she was going to say she didn't like Mickey and Minnie because of...
I did too. I was worried about that.
She's a great movie, right? But you're right. I mean, do we always have to add by subtracting? I mean, couldn't we just add? I guess that's what we're doing at Magic Kingdom, though, with Tron. We're not taking anything away.
Yeah. But man, I would love to still have some great movie ride in the studios and just...
Oh, me too.
And throw it. Mickey and Minnie's like in another soundstage or something.
Righty, righty. All right, we have another caller, and I believe this one is from New York, and I believe his name is Alfred. Alfred, what's going on?
Hey, Mike. Hey, Scotty G. How are you guys doing?
Pretty good, Alfred. How about you?
I'm doing pretty good. Some family stuff going on right now, but always stay positive.
Yeah, so, hang in there. Hang in there.
Yeah. Well, I think I just want to talk about some of the stuff DVC is doing. And I'm so grateful that they're keeping the lounge open in Epcot.
Yeah, I did see that.
It's a great place just to relax. And
I've taken Mike up there a couple of times, so he's seen it before. Yeah, it's nice to, even though it has the freestyle Coke machines, Mike. But
yeah, I know. But I mean, hey. If it's like a limited access freestyle Coke machines, it's better than just general public freestyle Coke machines.
For sure.
And, you know, it's a pretty cool space. I like that spot up there.
Yeah, it's great. And they're giving out a second set of buttons this year. So I don't know if you guys know they gave the 4 buttons, one for each park, for the 50th. But they're doing another round of that with new buttons.
I didn't know anything about that.
The past 4.
Is that so they're DVC buttons just for DVC members for the 4 theme parks?
Yeah. Yes, there's one button for each park, and they're small. They're not huge. They're tiny, but they're nice. They're cute. But what happened with the first set, the quest was so hard to do that they basically, the cast members, if you went up to them, would give it to you. You know, because you tried and tried and tried, and it was just impossible. And they said, oh, it's for kids, you know, it's kid-friendly. It wasn't even adult-friendly. It was so difficult.
What did you have to do?
Basically, like, for instance, in Magic Kingdom, there were, like, 5 or 6 spots you had to go to throughout the park and actually find the location. So they gave you a little snippet of the picture, and you had to find the building or the attraction or whatever it might have been.
Ooh, I like that.
And it was very hard. The concept is great, but it was too difficult. They needed to give a little bit more, maybe.
I'd like to check that out. I like a good challenge.
Yeah.
It'd be good, like, in a team. Like, I mean, if, like, you know, like, especially like during a marathon weekend where you got a bunch of Disney geeks together, we could figure that out, you know, but on your own, it would probably be tough if you're kind of by yourself. Yeah.
Yeah. As a group, it's great. Yeah. I'm sure. I noticed also that DVC did a lot of renovations of the rooms, and I actually liked them. They showed like different parts. Old Key West, they showed the lobby, and I thought it looked really nice.
The lobby is fantastic at Old Key West.
I want those lamps. I saw those when we were down for Marathon Weekend. They are awesome. That lobby is
really,
oh, it's so nice.
The furniture, they kept the bookcase still. Like, I love the, like, the bookcase with the fire. They kept that, but they brightened it up a little bit and added like new couches and chairs. Like, it's awesome. I love that lobby.
Yeah, I think they need to light that fireplace this week.
it's cold down there right now. You're exactly right. It's chilly.
Yeah. Right now, they're calling for a frost warning or something. I'm like, oh, my God.
Well,
I'm told here, and I'm like, oh, I can't even go there.
Yeah, well, you know, I see that. I feel bad for everybody down there, but then I don't, because just the other day, I mean, Scott knows, it was below zero. Like, you'll live. Yeah. You'll be okay.
I think I'd like it, though. Like, I would like it. If I had to deal with, like, the heat, like, all the time, I think it would be nice to have, like, a couple 40-degree days.
I agree.
You know?
Yeah, I agree. As long as you bundle.
I would just think for a vacation.
If it's your vacation.
If you came from Michigan to go down there and it's 40 degrees, you're like, why the heck did I leave Michigan?
I just got to say this to Scott real quick. Yeah. I was thinking this today. How lucky were we with Marathon Weekend weather, though? Like, seriously, we didn't get this cold snap. And then the like weekend after, like last weekend, there was that wicked like thunderstorm that came through the exact same time the marathon.
Marathon probably wouldn't even happen.
Probably wouldn't have happened, dude. We got so lucky. We usually don't get lucky with weather, but we did. So I just want to throw that out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep, that's good. a grievance that I have with Disney, and I think you're going to laugh at this, John Chepek. That's my grievance.
John Chepek.
Or do you mean Bob? Bob Chapek?
Not Bob, I mean, yeah.
I was going to say, maybe do we have another one? Or like, do
that's
we have
not a my
one? Like, I'm like, did we have more than one? I was like, now you have me all kinds of confused.
Yeah, no. No, that's how much I can't stand him. I can't remember his name.
That's better, though. I'm like, dude, what do you got against his cousin?
A question, though, for you.
Okay.
If he was to resign, most likely Josh D'Amaro would take over. What do you think about that?
I have
no idea. Some people I know say it's not as, it's the same old, maybe they need someone new.
See, here's the thing. Maybe Scott knows more than I do. I don't play like Fantasy Football Disney. I have no idea what any of these people think as far as executives. I don't know. I just enjoy the theme parks. I don't follow like the politics of all these people. I know a lot of people do. I just don't. You know, like the only thing I know is that people either liked Eisner or hated him, but like Eisner brought in the 90s, like gangbusters, built resorts, built theme parks, like really invested into that part of the company. And that was pretty awesome. Mm-hmm. It was a pretty awesome time. Maybe we live in a different world now, but I'd love to see something like that happen because,
yeah,
I mean, it's those theme parks are like printing money. I can tell you as a travel agent, like there's so many days right now that every resort room is sold out. I mean, you can't tell me that it would be bad to reinvest into the parks right now, into the resort. I just think that, I don't know. It's not the time to try to squeeze everybody.
Yeah. Do you think, though, that the reason everything is sold out is because of limited capacity in the resorts still?
I don't think it's necessarily limited capacity. I think it's a labor issue. I think that they can't sell a resort to 100%. I don't think it's like because of like a COVID capacity thing. I think it's that they can't turn over 100% of the rooms at say like an all-star sports with limited staff. You know what I'm saying? Like you only have so many housekeepers, only have so many folks working the food court, you know, and you know, if you have every room with four people in it, you know, only so many people can make so many burgers and fries down in the food court and stuff. And there's only so many bus drivers to get people from A to B. And so I think that's where we're at right now. But I mean, I think things are getting better, but who knows? But
I'll just say this about Bob and Josh.
Because I don't know. Like, Scott, go ahead.
Like,
I had no idea.
People bash Bob Chapek all the time and then they love Josh. But like, I think it should be equal for both. And I will just say like, I'm neutral on this, but like, I don't think Josh is all that great. I've waited 75 days to hear from a response from Disney about a lot of issues I've had my last six resort stays. And I haven't heard a word from Disney. And all I've heard is that their customer care center, they don't know how to reach them. They won't ever like respond to us. So I say that that's on him. And like the level of service at Disney is on him and it's been terrible. So I'm not a big fan of Josh personally, but I'll just kind of leave it at that, that I don't think you'll win if Josh stepped in either. So that's my two cents.
Right. But I also feel like I've seen this, that I've sent in my emails and all that and never hear back from Disney. But then 6 months later, I see a change and it was something I wrote in about. So maybe they're not going to call back, but they're going to implement the change instead. But and see, I have seen that.
So. And that's good to see. I mean, that makes me feel great. But I mean, I think a good business, though, would reach out and say, at least acknowledge that, thank you for bringing this to our attention. I'm sorry that this situation happened to you, but thank you for letting us know so that we can make corrective measures. You know what? And I mean, if they're correcting it, that's great. But I think it's still, it's business 101. And I'm not even a business person. I'm trained as an educator.
Yeah.
You know, I came up through the education system. I'm a teacher. But I mean, I think it's common sense saying, thank you for reaching out to us. We're going to go after this. I appreciate that feedback. That's going to make us a better company. Then implement that. You know what I'm saying? But I mean, you want to retain that customer and make them feel like they're valued. I think that they should definitely. Right. It doesn't take that much to write back, you know, just a quick paragraph.
Mm-hmm. Right. The thing is, like, if you're there and you call or you do something, you get that response. Like, I've had issues with buses, and I would call the front desk and they would get in touch with transportation and transportation would actually contact me while I'm there. I think there's a difference. You know, I feel like if you're there at that moment, they get back to you. If you're home, maybe they don't have the capabilities, you know, enough staff to do all that. They would rather just use the people they have and just make the change.
No. I think it just depends. I mean, I know some people that have tried, but here's the thing is you shouldn't, here's what I tell my guests is that if you have a problem, I don't want you wasting your time on your Disney vacation, chasing down some kind of a problem during your vacation because you have X amount of hours. And if you boil it down to my vacation cost me $3,500 for 7 nights, you can divide that out and figure out how much that costs per hour, you know, and then you could deduct the hours you're going to be asleep. And it's X amount of, you know, dollars per hour that you're spending on your vacation. if you spend 2 hours on the phone trying to chase around an answer that you may or may not get during that vacation, that's not good use of your resources. You know what I'm saying? Like, you should be out having fun. You should be swimming in the pool. Right. You should be on an attraction. Right. You should be at a restaurant. Like, that's not vacation. I mean, this is just all, you know, we're just trying to, you know, shoot, you know, see what's going on here and try to, you know, make sure that we can, you know, get these things solved. Mm-hmm. But there's always going to be issues. But, you know, we got to go on because we got a lot of people trying to get in. But that's a good grievance. I mean, that's a bigger grievance. I was just talking about running my knee into the bed at Pop Century. This is too
deep. I didn't go down my biggest grievance, but that's a
this is a big one.
That's a 10-hour episode for me right now.
Absolutely. Yeah. I get it. Well, hey, Alfred, we'll talk to you next week. We'll be back on next Sunday.
Great.
All right. Have a good one,
great
buddy.
Night.
You too. Good talking to you. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, Alfred coming in with a hard one there, man. That was no joke. All right. We got another call. And hey, who's joining us? We got another call on the line.
Hey, Mike and Scotty G, it's Jody.
Hey, Jody, what's going on? Good talking to you.
How are you guys? I can finally say hello, fellow dopey finishers.
That's right.
Feels like it was forever ago, and it was only 2 weeks.
I know. So, Scotty, my grievance right now with Dopey is, or with Disney is that our picture did not turn out because we had the perfect picture in our whatever race that was, and we never got it. So, there's my grievance.
I'll talk to Jared about that because Jared now has like an in with the PhotoPass manager because of his awesome, his cruise outfits that they always wear. So,
does he seriously? We'll get him on that. Really have like an in with PhotoPass because of those costumes? Really?
I don't know. Maybe, maybe not. Who knows?
That's too good.
But yeah, I agree.
We'll take it. We'll take it if he's got the end. So I don't want to be negative, but my grievance right now is I think they're taking too many things away from on-site resort guests and not backfilling it with perks. So for example, I think perhaps we all know Disney Plus or Disney Genie is not going away and individual lightning lanes not going away, but perhaps you give it at a reduced rate for those people staying on site as opposed to those staying off site. So that would be something I just think that they're taking too much away from on site guests compared to people staying off site. But I will tell you a funny story about, because Scotty G, you asked about stories that you think other people talk about.
Yes, I love these kind of stories. Okay, go ahead.
This will make you laugh. So I was pregnant with our second, and we were at Disney, and our daughter was, I don't know, she was potty training, so in that terrible time frame, right? So she, you know, when they're at that stage and they have to go to the bathroom, like right then, there's no window when they're that little, when they're going through that. They got to go, you got to find a bathroom now. And I don't remember. We were somewhere in Frontierland, and I blinked on where the bathrooms were, and I tucked her here. Again, I'm pregnant with our other one. I tuck her under my arm like a football and go running through the park, screaming, "Where's the nearest bathroom? Where's the nearest bathroom?" And I'm sure the hysteria of this big pregnant lady with this other child tucked underneath her arm like a football, I guarantee other families have talked about that because it was the most ridiculous-looking thing known to mankind.
Oh my gosh.
So there's my
that.
Embarrassing story of where other people talk about that family because we were that family.
But the funny thing is, that cast member that was working, the cast members in Frontierland, you're probably just the third pregnant woman that day that did that with their kid. I mean, they probably see that multiple times a day every shift.
My little one needed the bathroom.
They're probably just like, oh yeah, there's one right there in the breezeway heading over to Adventureland. Just go.
You know what's great about this subject or this topic?
That's a bad one. That's a Scotty G bathroom level of like -1, right?
Okay, but yeah, exactly. That is a terrible one. On the Scotty G scale, that's about a -7. But here's the deal. Dude, that is the situation where that bathroom is acceptable. When you have your kid, you're pregnant and you got a kid carrying him like a football, that bathroom then now works. That is one of the only instances, but that is where it then works.
You're talking about the walkway, like the cut through. So that's where I stopped during the full marathon. Because sometimes you just
why did you hurt yourself like that, dude?
I thought we were gonna go by Gaston's Tavern. That's where like my go-to is.
I know,
but
dude. They cut us off too soon. I know, dude. That I thought the same thing. I did same.
I don't know why we didn't go by there on the full.
They better. That is. I know that's dangerous to runners when you don't run past your normal restroom.
You think you know your restroom course
exactly? I was thinking.
So that's why I ended up at that restroom during the full.
Well, I'm sure you have other callers, so I'll let you guys go. But great seeing you online tonight, and and have a great evening.
Well, hey, congratulations to your Bengals. How about that?
Good day.
Shocking. Shocking. I'm still in shock. So
Joe Burrow.
As a Lions fan, it gives me hope. I'm just saying. It gives me some hope.
There is some hope out there, Scotty. Hold on to it. 31 years in the making.
You'll get a Super Bowl. I mean, it might not be the Lions, but you'll have a Super Bowl in Detroit. But you just had one recently, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. We had it's when the Steelers won in like 04, 05, somewhere in there. Yeah, we had the Super Bowl.
Well, I just root against all the teams that left my city. So that's kind of how we do it around here in St. Louis. Root against Cardinals, root against the Rams. Well, who else is going to come and go? Hey, good luck to the Bengals, and thanks for calling, Jody. Good talking to you.
All right. Talk to you guys later. Bye.
See you later. Bye-bye. That is so funny, though. Yeah, I bet you the cast members do see that all the time, though.
So that's what's great about this topic is because it's always going to be something embarrassing, right?
Oh, like, yeah, totally. Yeah. But it's going to be so funny because it's not you. That's why it's hilarious. Like, dude, some big American guy. He might have been Scottish. He might have been Irish. He had red hair.
Scotty
came G-ish. Out of nowhere. They probably did a limerick about you.
Oh, man. There's so many, where we probably, like, snapped at a child or something. Like, do you remember that one time that guy just, like, snapped at his kid?
So I do have another one. Okay, so this was one. Again, this might have been when Mallory was little, but I think it was when Paige was little. We were waiting to see the fireworks at the Magic Kingdom. And, like, I don't know, did they have the Frozen fireworks at the Magic Kingdom, or was that at the studios? That was at the studios, but it was some kind of special fireworks. Like, we were waiting for, and it was at the Magic Kingdom. I don't know what it was. It was something besides.
It was Frozen. It must have been when Mallory was little, because not Paige.
Yeah, that's true. Anyway, it doesn't matter, but we were waiting for some kind of special program. Like, and I'm pretty sure it was fireworks at the Magic Kingdom. And there was a guy, like, we had a spot. Okay, this is your typical, like, story, right? We had a spot. We had given up time. We'd waited for a good spot. This guy that didn't speak English, I think he was like from like Norway or something, or Sweden. He's from up in that area. He didn't admit to speaking English. He kept putting this like 12-year-old kid on his shoulders. And I kept telling him, sir, you just cut like in front of me right here. I'm like, can you just put your kid down?
Yeah.
I'm just trying to communicate like through body language, right? I felt like there was an old game show called Body Language, like where you'd act it out. I'm like, this kid down. I was so hot, dude. I mean, and I'm sure he still talks about the mean American, but I mean, it was just like, again, I was just fired up because it was like hot, and we just got the spot and Paige, I think it was Paige. Paige really wanted to see that fireworks show. So we gave up, a good 2 hours, and this cat just rolls up, and it wasn't even that. Because he had a kid with him, right? That's fine. But, I mean, to have the gall to not only, like, steal your spot right in front of you, but to throw, like, a 12-year-old. It wasn't even, like, a 3-year-old. Dude, it was like, it'd be like if I threw you up on my shoulders. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was like, it's like a 20-foot scaffold now in front of me. Nobody was going to see it. I was so mad. And, like, I think it was just one of those days I was at my wit's end. It wasn't one of my finest. Like, we didn't throw down. I didn't get kicked out of the park or anything. But I was just hot. I was just, it's one of those things like, come on. Because, I was thinking to myself, like, this guy can probably understand what I'm saying. Like, come on now. He knows what I'm trying to communicate to him. He knows there's a 12-year-old on his shoulders. He knows I can't see. My kid can't see. I can see. I'm 6'3". But, I mean, it's got that kind of stuff. My finest stuff. And then Pam was kind of, like, come on. Let's go. Yeah. I'm like, no, let's don't go. We were here.
Oh, we're going to go. All right.
The one thing we haven't talked about yet, and I got to get your take on it you can call in right now. 407-413-9395. We haven't stacked up earlier, so the phone lines are open now. 407-413-9395. Three words: Figment popcorn bucket. Mm-hmm. What was your take on that this week?
That was insane, man. Like 6 hours to wait for, nuts. And I love these things. Dude, like I love popcorn crazy. Buckets. I use them as decorations in the house. They're kind of seasonal, like the Christmas one comes, they come out during Christmas season. We pack them away and then new ones come out. But, man, I would never wait 6 hours though, but I would love to have one. I would have loved to have gotten one, but, it's all right. There's things I could do better with 6 hours of my time.
The thing is, like, here's the thing I liked about it, right, is that this story was so insane. Like, people waiting 7 hours. There was just so many tangents. Okay, first of all, Universal on Twitter just, like, burns Disney by saying
they burned themselves though.
Oh, I know, that. But I mean, Universal's like social media is pretty good if you don't follow them. This because I'm not a Universal fan, but their Twitter is pretty funny because they came back with, by the way, what's that? Velocicoaster wait time 35 minutes. You know, the same day it was 7 hours.
But did you see what I got to give credit to Reggie? Did you see what he said? Like they're trolling themselves. They're like, our newest hottest thing only it takes 35 minutes, but at Disney, people wait 6 hours for a popcorn bucket. It tells you like how better Disney is to me. You're like, that's true, our biggest thing only is 35 minutes.
Yeah, people. Yeah, that's true. That's true. It was. We got another call, so we'll hold the. I got a couple thoughts on the Figment popcorn buckets because I gotta get these out. But hey, who's our next caller? Who's joining us?
Hey there, hi there, ho there.
Hey, what's
this
going
is Don
on?
Don Glover.
What's going on? How you doing
Not
tonight?
Not much. Horribly got phone issues with the landline.
Oh, sorry about that. I hope you can hear us. We can hear you just fine.
Yes, I can hear. Yeah, I'm on the cell.
Okay.
Anyway, so do I remember Scotty is a expert on Disneyland?
I wouldn't call myself an expert, but I've been 4 or 5 times. I used to go every single year until COVID happened, and then I haven't been back since then. But yeah, I've been there a few times.
So we're going to D23 this year, and we're going to have, you know, some time in the park for regular days. But a couple of those days after the park, we're just doing the evening. I've never just done evenings at Disney. So
you're just doing the evening hours? Is that what you said?
Yeah, just going to do evening hours. So any suggestions for that?
Oh, man. So, I mean, you'd want to take advantage, right? Like, so, like, you might not want to spend time, like, going to, like a table service restaurant or something like that, something that eats up time, right? Like, you want to take advantage of being in the park. But I would say it's kind of similar to, like, to Magic Kingdom where, like, I just love, like, areas with, like, bright lights at nighttime, you know? And, like, so, like, Tomorrowland, like, always stands out to me. Like, I love being in Tomorrowland at night. I will say, like, my favorite area of Disneyland is the New Orleans Square, like, where Pirates and Haunted Mansion is. Like, I love that area. But at night, it is dark. Like, sometimes like, you can't even see, like, where you're going. It's, like, that dark. So be on the lookout there a little bit. But yeah, I mean, I love the parks at night. What are you hoping to get out of it? Like, what day of the week is it, too? It's going to be on the weekends, right?
Well, yeah, it's going to be the weekend.
Yep.
Because the D23 is, you know, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We'll right. be there, you know, Friday and Saturday nights.
We're getting some good stuff in the chat. So I didn't think about, like, the nighttime shows, right? So, like, World of Color is awesome at DCA. Like, that's something that you'll want to do. But the problem is, at Walt Disney World, like, people will, like, get in line or, like, stake their spot hours before, you know, one of these things, because a lot of them are locals, right? So they bring their blankets, they bring a book and all that, and they just sit in their spot for multiple hours waiting for a nighttime show. So sometimes it's hard to stake a good spot, but you can still, like, roll up like 30 minutes before and still find something manageable.
Okay, Doug, we'll sort of focus on those. We're just, you know, we're used to doing the whole, you know, day at the park and then, you know, sort of slide into the evening hours usually.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I want to ask you this real quick. Have you ever done like a D23 Expo or any of those conventions Disney does?
No. This will be our first one. So it's going to be an interesting experience. I'm a big science fiction fan, so I do a lot of big science fiction conventions and some of the more pop kind of things, you know, like the Comic Cons and such, rather than strict science fiction conventions. So I'm used to, you know, big conventions with big floors, the big gaming conventions, that kind of stuff. So I'm used to that. So we'll see how this differs. It is the same.
Look, so what got you to pull the trigger on D23 this time around? Was there some announcement, or was it just you had been curious about it for years and this was just the time you're going to give it a shot?
I had never heard of it before. You know, like a year or two ago.
It makes sense.
So this is the first time.
I'll be curious.
I would like to go to this too, because like a Comic-Con, you know, like I love people watching. That's one of my favorite things to do at Walt Disney World and Disneyland is people watch. And I would just be like fascinated with the costumes I would see at these conventions. So are you planning to dress up? That's what I want to know. Like, are you working on your outfit right now?
Well, I'm going to be reprising a couple of my Disney Bounding items.
Nice.
So, and possibly think of a new one as well. But
that's awesome.
But doing the two, the one I did at Disney Land a couple years ago that I redid in World here last December, and then also my the new one I did in this year, which was I did a Buzz Lightyear Disney Bounding. And I did a Mr. Incredible, which you can have, sort of almost even see in my YouTube profile picture.
Yeah, so. Pop that up here. I got it. Here it comes. Boom, it's on the screen. There nice. You go. I like it. Very nice. With Edna Moe right over your shoulder, the golden statue.
Yeah. Awesome. Yep. It was great because, you know, when they did the Pixar cavalcades with the Incredibles in them, they would see me and they'd come over and interact with me. And Edna Mode would come over and give me the big heart symbol and, you know, up and down and give me the thumbs up.
Very cool.
It was lots of fun.
Well, I can't wait to hear what you think of it, because I've never done D23 or any of the, you know, expos or anything like. I've never been to a Comic Con. I'm as weird as this is, I'm kind of an introvert when it comes to that kind of stuff. I like seeing everybody, but I think I'd be intimidated going to any of those huge conventions, even though I think it'd be fun.
Yeah.
So let me know how it goes.
So one thing I was thinking of too, real quick, is like attractions to do at night. And it's kind of similar to Walt Disney World, but I love doing like outdoor attractions at night because it just gives you like this new perspective. And it hurts like heck, but like I love doing the Matterhorn at night. Yeah. Like it brings this extra element to it when you're in like the mountain, then you come out of the mountain and it's dark still. Like, I don't know. I just think that's super cool. So I recommend doing the Matterhorn at night.
Might give that a shot.
Scale, okay, real quick, Scott. Scale 1 to 10. How painful is the Matterhorn? Is it the most painful Disney ride out? Is it more painful than Space Mountain at World?
I think it's more painful than Space Mountain at World. But I'll tell you, one of the first times we ever did it, this is so funny. We did a Fantasmic dinner package, and their Fantasmic is super cool at Disneyland. Like, it's not in like a stadium like it is at in World. Like, it's more intimate. Like, you sit on the ground actually and watch it. But when we did the dinner package, it gave us like a seat cushion that you can like sit on, like you would have like at a ball game if you're sitting in the bleachers or whatever. So we would actually put those in our Matterhorn seats.
That's sweet. That's a good idea.
To help, you know, like soften the blow a little bit, you know.
Yeah, so. I'm much older than you guys, so these kinds of things are painful for me these days, and you know, whip my neck around, that kind of stuff. But
right.
Anyway, yeah. it's a good time.
I got a new one.
I enjoy the people. I enjoy the people watching too. My wife likes to get on all the rides, so I send her on the rides, and I watch people.
That's a good idea, though. And you know what? That's at least awesome. You'll be able to walk.
I mean, yeah.
Every time I get off Space Mountain, I'm always like, "That's going to be my last time." And then the thing is, like, I always have a like 6 month break between trips. And, you know, it's like one of those things. You forget how bad it was the last time because it's been 6 months.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, I'm just going to do it one more time. I keep forgetting. Like, every time I get off, I'm like, why do I do that to myself? Because by the end of the ride, I'm like, please just let me off this ride. This is not even fun anymore. I'm not 20. Yeah, but I could imagine. Everybody says Matterhorn. Matterhorn, I just think it would kill me. But
it's fun. I mean, it's very similar. It's the way the car is designed, like it's very similar to, it's basically, and the track too, is very similar to Space Mountain at World. So, I mean, if you can handle that, you should be able to handle the Matterhorn.
The thing about Matterhorn is you can see what's coming.
Yes.
And so you can prepare. Right. Space Mountain, you're just like, whoa, the Matterhorn's won.
Yeah. I have it memorized at World.
Well, it depends on which side you're on.
That's true, but I pay attention, man, because I'm telling you, when it catches you, when you're not paying attention, it hurts. I'm telling you. No kidding. Well,
fun. Okay. It's fun. I love the Matterhorn.
Well, I'm going to let you go, but I have one last thing for Mike here.
Sure.
Holderness Family Go!
Oh, my gosh. You know what? My wife's like, how do you not like that team? They're YouTube stars. They're just like you. They're big hams in front of the camera on YouTube. I'm like, not a YouTube person. I'm a podcaster, and that's different. No, they're okay. They're okay. I was rooting for the – here's the deal. Okay, all three teams I've rooted for in the playoffs in football, all three have lost. And, by the way, I rooted for the two cops from Buffalo who got eliminated twice from the Amazing Race in the first three legs. So you do not want me rooting for you. I'm not picking exactly. I'm not picking a game. I'm not picking who's.
I've said this for years tonight. About you. When every time terrible. You like throw a tweet like go green, go white, I'm like, well, the Spartans about to lose. Tonight.
I know, dude. I know. It's terrible. So I'm not rooting for anybody in the football game tonight. The Chiefs, Bills. I'm not saying anything because I'll cause your team to lose. So I'm just not saying a word.
It's tied friends. Right now.
Okay, so I'm looking. I'll look when this is over. Well, hey, thanks for calling in, and don't be a stranger. We'll talk to you maybe next week.
Sounds good. Bye-bye.
Right, have a good week. Bye-bye. Yeah, it's good questions, though. And Carolyn, she's out at Disneyland all the time, like Splash Mountain.
She's the Disneyland expert right there, yeah.
So you've been on the Ferris wheel, right? The fun mm-hmm. wheel? She says it's Mickey's pal around, but is it not the fun wheel, or did they change the name?
Yeah, they might have changed the name when they redid the, when they changed it to, like, Pixar Pier. It's still the same attraction, and I always like the spinning or the
That's
rock,
what I was going to ask you about. Are they as bad as they sound, like those spinny cars?
The first time you do it, man, like it does give you like a little like queasiness in your belly. You know, the first time I did it, like I thought we were about to fly right off the thing. But the views are spectacular from up there. man. And it's fun. I've done the still ones because like Elizabeth doesn't like it as much, so I'll do it with her. But like, I remember one time we had a big group. Georgia was there. Jocelyn was there. And, like, I thought Jocelyn was
cool. That was the story that got me back to Jocelyn.
I wish I had video of that. Oh, my gosh. If I go back in time and take video of that. We're like Moose and Elizabeth, I think, are like with the girl. Oh, Moose might have been with us. I know like Elizabeth took the girls and they're like laughing at us in the, you know, the stationary one. And we're like spinning back and forth. And yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, I would stay in the tame bucket. I'm not going in the spinny thing. I'm just accepting the fact I'm too old for that stuff now.
You got to do it one time. No, man. It's so awesome.
I'll trick you.
You're going to the stationary one.
No, because my dad used to do that all the time. He'd be like, we're in line for the log ride. This is at Six Flags by my house. We're in line for the log ride, which was like my favorite ride. You know, just the flume.
Oh, yeah.
Log ride. Nice and tame. I was a chicken kid. Nope, dude, we get up there, the Screaming Eagle comes roaring into the station. At the time, world's longest, fastest, and tallest roller coaster. It's 1970s, yeah, so I'm still scarred from that. And my dad now works for the Rams, still scars me. Anyway, so, I got to get back to the Figment popcorn bucket. So here's what cracks me up about that. I have heard, and I've seen on social media, this story has been reported in, like, press in Australia, on CNN, like, not Disney outlets, like, every kind of news outlet. Yeah. And so I'm listening to this other podcast I listen to. It's called News AF. It's by this guy that won Survivor, Tyson. Another guy that was on Survivor, Rob Cesternino, he recaps all kinds of reality shows and their friend. They just cover, like, funny news stories from the internet each week. But they talk about it. It's just so funny when you have somebody that has no clue about Disney, like, reporting the facts of the story. So they dive into it. I'll have to play this maybe next week. I'll find the audio. But they're like, so Disney people this week stand in line at a theme park for 7 hours to get multicolored popcorn in a dragon popcorn bucket. You know, and so they're like, okay, the dragon has a name. His name is, and they're like, they're looking for it. His name is Figment, and he comes from an old ride from the 80s, which has been redone, and people are not happy. It was just so funny because, like, when you just, like, spit out the facts of, like, yes, people did stand in line to pay $25 for a plastic popcorn bucket that's in the shape of a dragon. When you look at it that way, it's like, yeah, that kind of does sound a little crazy.
A little bit, yes. But you know what? I probably would have done it. I mean, I say it now, but, like, it's something about the peer pressure, man. When you're there, you know, you're like,
that is, oh, man, that is it.
You gotta get in this line. You get FOMO. I gotta be one of the people that gets it.
Disney is so good. Apple is good at this too. Disney, yeah. I think, really, like, there's certain brands that just get you, and I think Disney and Apple are like two of the very top. And it's FOMO. It's exactly right. I mean, why do we sign up for the races that we sign up for? It's because it's like you have like a split second in time that you can sign up, possibly. Or, like, that instant is gone, and you're going to regret it maybe for the next 365 days. It's FOMO. I don't know. It's crazy, though. But when you just talk about a plastic popcorn button, like, it wasn't a Figment button. You know, like, the thing is, as Disney fans, we all know, like, the attachment to Figment. Like, we know Ricky loves Figment. Like, that's her favorite character. We know the whole backstory of the attraction. When they reported on it as non-Disney fans, it sounded so funny because they're just like, a purple dragon plastic bucket that came with $25 of multicolored popcorn. People stood in line for 7 hours. It just, I'm like, oh my God, people do probably think we're nuts.
Yeah.
Like, if you don't know, like, they had no idea who Figment was. So
Well, I get that a lot when I talk about Run Disney. Like you were just talking about that. But like when I tell people that I sign up for this race to wake up at 3 a.m. where I stand outside for 2.5 hours before I even start the race. And then I tell them how much I pay for it, you know. But then, so I've been out of the office. I'm going back to the office tomorrow. I am going to have my medal reveal. And then they'll be like, oh, yeah, I get why you do this.
Well, you know what? I got to say, because we're getting ready to wrap this one and we'll do this again next Saturday, Sunday. But here's the thing. I mean, because we didn't talk a lot about Marathon Weekend because we had a lot of the coverage. And actually Monday, Marlessa comes on and we talk about her very first experience with Run Disney. So it's a whole different perspective on things. But I mean, the medal game this year from Run Disney, I mean, it's, the 5K medal might have been the best medal out of the bunch. I mean, because that's where they kind of could cut corners, like because they tend to get a little bigger and a little bit more involved as you get into the longer distances. But the 5K medal, and I've seen this mentioned by more than one person online, that medal was outstanding, and it was the favorite of a lot of runners.
I think it's my favorite, to be honest. I got him sitting here. I look at that dopey one, man, and that dopey one is sweet. So it's funny, like, if you compare it to, like, our first couple dopeys, Mike, the medals were sweet, you know, they're around. Like, dopey was in there. But now, like, the fifth anniversary one was sweet with, like, his gem eyes and, like, they just keep getting bigger and, like, wilder, which, like, I'm all for. But this is definitely the best medals. But, man, I don't know if it's me, Mike, but, like, mine are chipping like crazy. Like, I got Daisy's hand. It, like, doesn't even exist anymore on my medal. It's, like, completely gone. The border of my full marathon medal is, like, all chipping off. It's just, like, dang. Like, I wish, like, maybe I need to protect them better or something. Like, I don't know. And I know that it doesn't bother you as much bang, as it bothers me.
No, I don't. Mine are actually just sitting on the kitchen table. Like, when I got home, so I don't have them on my medal rack yet because, again, I'm in search of a new medal rack because I have all of my dopey medals on one rack that says 48.6 that I got years ago.
Rack too.
But it's, I mean, it's like so full because every hook now has, this would be my sixth on each hook. And it's just, I want to spread them out so you can actually see them except for the, like the newest one. So I'm kind of waiting to, and again, you get home and like you have greatest intentions. I wanted to buy one at the expo that didn't have any. So I got to get a new rack, but it's one of those things. They're just sitting on the kitchen table so that I can still, that's when you know marathon weekend is over, at least for me. Like I have my bib on the kitchen table, my two bibs, and my six medals just kind of sitting there because there's three of us here and there's four seats at the table. So they're like at the fourth seat. They're honorary Paige while Paige is at Mizzou. And every time I sit down to have breakfast or eat my lunch, you know, everybody's at school and everything. I eat my lunch by myself and they're just there to enjoy. And eventually they will make it down to the basement. They will go on the wall and then they're, you know, put away forever. But that's kind of like, you know, like when you got to take down your Christmas lights or the Christmas tree, like the season is over. And I'm not ready quite yet for the season to be over.
It's a great medal weekend. That's one of my favorite. That might be my all time favorite. I really like the 2019 Wine and Dine. I know you didn't do that one, but like, I think I had like a sweet, like Olaf, like Frozen one. And then a Patriot Mickey. And then like, I had like the three Caballeros was like the challenge medal. It was just like this huge thing. Like I loved it that weekends, but I mean, they're all special in their own way. Right, Mike? I mean,
they are.
I love them all.
They all have a memory. You know, one of my favorite medals, I know we're going to get out of here, but one of my favorite medals again is it's at 2017 half marathon that officially never happened. And it's that shirt. It's the yellow.
Yeah.
It's the yellow the half shirt. Marathon shirt from, you know, from that dopey challenge. It has Donald Duck on it. It's because that race never officially took place. Yet all of us, I mean, many of us did the 13.1 miles in all different kinds of ways. Some of us ran around Pop Century, Riverside. We ran around the Boardwalk, Beach Club, Yacht Club, out to the studios probably 3 or 4 times in a pouring rain. And like you remember, the one time we went through that loop was me, you, and Paige. The Rocky theme was playing. In a pouring
rain. It was raining.
It was so great.
It was great.
It was just one of those things, like, it could have been the worst thing. And, like, you know, at the time, you're thinking, God, what are we doing? But, you know, it's one of those things, like, you wake up that morning, you're thinking, this is the worst. Like, it's dopey. They canceled the half marathon. And then, you know, here it is, 2022, and we're looking back as one of our favorite race memories.
You know, it was awesome, because I've been going through photos, as you know, trying to, like, do some organization. And I was looking at photos from that day recently, and it was funny. We got out there early. I mean, well, there was an early group that were like Mike Bankhead,
Joe. We're looking out our window like those people are. The thing is, we were the ones that encourage that. We're just like, we should all meet at 12:01 and get it done. Then we saw the lightning. We're like, no way are we going out there. But some people did.
I think Joe was out there. Mike was out there. You even went out there and did a couple laps with them. I think
I did. But, then I was like, dude, I'm gonna hit the lightning.
So we're staying at the boardwalk, and then me and Paige still went out at like 4 or 5 in the morning, whatever. We got it done. We saw a few other people, but not many. But we came back, showered up, had breakfast. Then I remember going out, and then like so many people were out on the boardwalk, and ESPN, like their staff was out there like handing water, like there were a water stop. I remember seeing photos at Pop Century where there were like character stops, you know, like someone's kid was dressed up as Stitch or something as a character stop.
Yeah,
like,
that was awesome.
I mean, it was so awesome.
It was. But
that'd be a fun like show idea. I mean, I know not everyone is all 100% in on Run Disney, but if we brought like, you and I each brought like 5 medals to the table. We showed off the medal and like told the story about like why this is one of our favorite medals or race weekends.
We could do that. And then maybe the next weekend we could like just find like a souvenir or two that like we have, you know,
like, and discuss about one of our favorite. Yeah. Like a show and tell kind of show.
Not something real expensive, just something sentimental. That, and people could call in. I mean, we might not have the video, but they could tell what their souvenir is. And yes, I like that idea. So there we go. So we'll be on the air again next Sunday night, which would be the 30th, I believe. So July. I wish it was July.
Dang, July. Dang. Man, time flies.
Dude, it's so cold. I just want it to be
at least you didn't say February 30th.
No. So it'll be January 30th. Again, 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central. We'll take your calls for an hour, so we'll be on the air. Then the next Sunday, I believe I'm in Schaumburg, Illinois for cheer. Actually, I'll probably cheer. Hopefully, we'll be over at that point. Hopefully, we don't draw the late in the day spot, which we did in Indy. We didn't cheer till 7 o'clock at night. Then we had to drive home. That was rough. Anyway, I'll be on the road that weekend, but then we'll have some live shows again on Sunday nights. After that, we'll get it going. And because I love these things, these are so fun. We get to talk to everybody. We get to have, you know, good time. And we'll be recording the shows Monday night. So tomorrow night, if you want to join us live at 5:45 Eastern, Ricky and Pam will be joining me. We'll be answering your listener questions. We'll probably be airing some grievances if the ladies want to do that. If not, we'll have another topic to talk about as well. And that's kind of it for this week. So hope you can join us next Sunday night. So spread the word, and we'll make this bigger and better. We know we've had a little hiatus on those, but these are my favorites. So glad to have you back, Scott. It's been a good time, and I know you've been super busy, but thanks for carving out an hour tonight, and let's keep this going.
Good stuff. Yeah, thanks for having me again, and we'll talk to you all next Sunday.
All right, don't forget today's show is brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. Check them out for your Disney trip planning needs. We'd love to help you with your next Disney adventure, whether it's out on the West Coast of Disneyland, down to Walt Disney World, Disney Cruise Line, or even Adventures by Disney. Check them out today over at themagicforless.com. Please also use our Amazon affiliate link when you shop online today. I had to use that affiliate link because my phone holder in my Jeep finally broke. Adam Roberson, my good buddy down in Huntsville, Alabama, he sent me this one years and years ago because I was down there. We'd swapped out some wheels on my Jeep a long time ago. He had a great little phone holder. He sent me one. I used it for years. I finally broke it at Taco Bell a couple weeks ago. Had to replace it. Used the link. It's like $13 little gadget, but hey, every little bit helps. So if you don't mind, use our Amazon affiliate link, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. And also thank you to our patrons who allow us to get all this done and, you know, record all these shows, put them out all around the world. So thank you so much for supporting us over there. You get a bonus show every week called Mike in the Midwest. Just visit patreon.com/brguestpodcast. Give Scott a follow right now at @epscott on Instagram and Twitter. Give me a follow. I'm at @beourguestmike. We both love talking to you guys on social media. We can talk about baseball, football, Disney, whatever you want to talk about. We're game.
So, golf. So many topics, man. Dude, we are like, we are endless with topics.
And we got to talk about that because you are getting together in this just little teaser, but maybe we'll talk about this next Sunday night, a little BOGP mini golf / big golf meetup for the spring surprise weekend down in.
We'll call that the tease right now. We'll talk about it a little more next Sunday.
That's right. So if you're ready to putt-putt with # Scotty G and Neil and some other lizards.
And I honestly, like, I put a poll out there. There's a lot of interest, man, in like a mini golf meetup. I'm just saying.
I saw that post up.
Like, we might have to call Fantasia Gardens. Some type of private event.
That's what I'm saying. I've learned that. Like, you got to be careful when you put something out with this podcast. Like, it can't be small anymore. Like, that's the only thing where people are like, why don't you try this? Because it gets too big so fast. It's awesome.
Elizabeth was like, once we know a date, we might have to call them.
So. It's great. We'll talk about that next week, though. Top of the show. We can't forget. So, yeah, we'll talk about that. But, of course, follow us on social media, Facebook and YouTube. Give us a follow over there. You'll know when we go live, so you can join us and we can have this conversation. But until we get together again, thanks for supporting the show. We sure appreciate it. So for Scott, I'm Mike, wishing you a great week. Stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at beourguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.